We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in the town of Windsor. Yes, Berkshire's finest suburb of Slough. Eton College is close by. Noted old Etonians include the explorer Henry Fox Pitt Rivers, who travelled widely amongst the North American native tribes in the 19th century, becoming an honorary member of the Cherokee and even living among them. On arriving at his teepee, Pitt Rivers records how well equipped he found it, complete with fireplace, stove and oil lamps, and even found running water in the bathroom, so apologised and came back when he'd finished. The Pitt Rivers Museum is currently presenting an exhibition on the development of the modern USA, including an explanation of the difference between terms such as pavement and sidewalk, gas and petrol, or aluminium and aluminum. The difference is a basic grasp of the English language. Famous residents of Old Windsor include Elton John. Elton recently published details of his excessive use of illegal drugs back in the 1980s, saying at one point it got so bad he was nearly nominated for the Conservative Party leadership contest. This area is dominated by the effects of Heathrow Airport. When Michael O'Leary wanted to obtain operating rights there recently, the Ryanair boss employed an expensive firm of aviation lawyers to take legal action. They lost his case. The high street retailer Waitrose have their headquarters in nearby Bracknell. Waitrose is known for its policy of helping Berkshire's underprivileged, generously giving away any unsold bread makers to the second homeless. The town of Windsor is home to the Behavioural Research Centre. They've determined that you can tell a lot about a person simply from looking at their car. For example, if your car's on its roof in a ditch, then you're probably the Duke of Edinburgh. But he's not the only astonishingly old person here heading inevitably to a car crash. Let's meet the teams. Please welcome, on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Rotella and Joe Brand. And taking his place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever-rippling Sven. Well, we start this week with a round called One Letter Wrong Songs. The changing of a single letter in the title of a band can play havoc, witness The Grateful Dad and Men Without Cats. But what if some of our most popular songs were to suffer a similar change? Teams, I'd like you to suggest some of those songs, please. Barry.
50 Ways to Leave Your Liver.
Tim.
Got to Get You Into My Wife.
Joe.
I'm Dreaming of a Shite Christmas.
Graham.
Crazy Stupid Gove. My Sweet Lard.
I Put a Smell on You.
Come In, Eileen.
The Lady is a Trump.
Hello, is it me you're cooking for?
I Want You Back for Food.
Sweat, Caroline.
Heaving on a jet plane.
Suspicious Winds. I Can Pee Clearly Now.
It started with a piss.
Well, it's now time. Well, it's now the time when I ask our teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Providing the musical accompaniment for this round is someone who needs no introduction because he's never invited anywhere. It's Colin Sell. Okay, well, we'll start with you, Barry, and I'd like you to sing the words of the Hokey Cokey to the tune of the Funeral March.
You put your left arm in, your left arm out. In, out, in, out, you shake it all about. You do the hokey-cokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about, the hokey-cokey. Whoa, the hokey-cokey. Whoa, the hokey-cokey. Knees bent, arms stretched. Rah, rah, rah.
You now, Joe, I'd like you to sing the words of Teenage Dirtbag to the tune of the Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Her name is Noel, I've had a dream about her, she rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour, oh, how she rocks. In kebs and tube socks, but she doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me, cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby, yeah. I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby, listen to Iron Maiden baby. Boyfriend's a dick, he brings a gun to school, and he'd simply kick my ass, and if he knew the truth, he lives on my block, and he drives an IROC, but he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me.
Good if the household guard hadn't marched in at the end. Your turn now, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Hanky Panky by Madonna to the tune of The Sun Has Got His Hat On.
Some girls, they like candy, and others, they like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your hand, somewhere on my behind. Treat me like a bad bill, even when I'm being good. To you, I don't want you to thank me, you can't just spank me. Some guys like to sweet talk, and others, they like to tease. Lie my hands behind my back and oh, I'm in ecstasy. Oh, don't slobber me with kisses. I can get black from my sisters before I get too cranky. You had better like Panky, Panky.
And finally, Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of You're a Pink Toothbrush, I'm a Blue Toothbrush to the tune of the William Tell Overture.
Pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? You're a pink toothbrush, and I think toothbrush that we met by the bathroom door. Glad to meet toothbrush, that's a sweet toothbrush. How you thrill me through and through. Don't be hard toothbrush on a soft toothbrush, cause I can't help loving you. Every time I hear you whistle, it makes my nylon bristle. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Won't you marry me in haste?
Graham Gardner. Well, the next game is called Uncoupling, and it involves exchanging the names of famous people. And married couples often feel the need to pass their names on to the next generation, so we should be grateful that some celebrity unions never took place. For example, if Whoopi Goldberg and Peter Cushing had tied the knot. Whoopi Cushing. Britney Spears and Brian Ferry could have given us Britney Ferry. Zoe Ball and Leonard Sachs. Or Anne Widdecombe and John Sargent. There's no joke, just a horrible thought. Okay, Tim and Joe, I'd like you to start exchanging the names of completely unconnected celebrities. So, Barry and Graham, your job is to try to spot a connection. So off you go, please, Tim and Joe.
Jack D.
Sherlock Holmes.
Clement Attlee.
Lady Gaga.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Muhammad Ali.
Graham, you came in with a connection between Jeremy Corbyn and Muhammad Ali.
Yes, the rumble in Islington. Not many people remember that fight.
And who was it between those two?
No, but even so, their names came up.
Well, okay, fair enough. I'll take your word for it. So it's over to you, Graham and Barry.
Queen Victoria.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Joe.
Born in the same year.
Well spotted, quite right. Over to you, Joe and Tim.
Bobby Charlton.
Captain Scott.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Stormzy.
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Graham, Stormzy and Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yeah, I mean, do I need to spell it out?
Yes.
They both had a very successful career in the world of rap.
I think you're one letter shy of the truth in Jacob Rees-Mogg. I think you're close enough. So over to you, Graham and Barry.
Boris Johnson.
Jenny Eclair.
Tim, Boris Johnson and Jenny Eclair.
I haven't met either of them.
Well, then there is a connection between the two, so yes. It's over to you, Tim and Joe.
Donald Trump.
Enid Blyton.
Barry.
Both pioneers of fiction.
Have to allow you that one. It's back to Barry and Graham.
Mata Hari.
Stephen Fry.
Megan.
Hesitation.
Oh. True. Meghan Markle.
Repetition. What do you say, Nicholas?
I say you're needlessly making this a very painful round, Tim.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Back to you, Barry.
Adele.
And that gong tells us that we've run out of the will to live. Okay, the next round is all about unreported historical events. History is a popular topic, and historical artefacts constantly smash auction house sales records worldwide. Only recently, a monogrammed pair of Adolf Hitler's underpants sold at auction in Geneva for over £5,000, despite being catalogued as displaying slight wear in the gusset, one side only. So in this round, teams, I shall activate the lottery machine of time, and every time it alights on a date, I'd like you to provide me with a previously unreported historical event which happened at that time. And to assist me with the task tonight, we'll be using Lancelot, operated by none other than the voice of the Bulls himself, Alan Dedicote. Alan. Very big welcome. So are you ready to give those balls a spin?
I am. Right. I'm very excited by the prospect.
We are too. Very excited to have you here. So off we go. Let's go.
$11.80.
So, Tim, can you please name an unreported historical event which occurred in 1180?
Parcel Force make their first ever delivery in Troy, where they leave a big horse-shaped package with a neighbour.
One more spin, thank you.
$15.53.
So, Barry, your turn.
1553, Bloody Mary takes the crown. The runners-up are Tom Collins and Harvey Wallbanger.
Get another spin, please, Alan.
978 AD.
Joe.
Oh, yeah, 978. OK, Ethelred the Unready launches his unsuccessful range of torch batteries.
Graham.
1914, an unsightly lump appears on the Earth's surface. It's the outbreak of the First World Wart.
In 1455,
the houses of Lancaster and York throw chocolates at each other in the Wars of the Roses.
These quick spins are for any of you to have a go at.
1602.
The Navy introduces the lemon juice diet to stop sailors getting curvy.
1587.
1587, Queen Elizabeth solves the problem of her Scots cousin Mary's low ceilings.
1547.
Russia gets its first perforated Tsar, Ivan the Terrible.
1876.
1876, a famous American event, General Custer's one-night stand, during which he gets the little bighorn.
And finally...
1796.
And Samuel Hahnemann, the inventor of homeopathy, dies of an underdose.
Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause, please, for Alan Dedico. Thank you. The next game is called The Symptoms, and it's all about the world of medicine. As we know, despite all the recent technological advances, there is still only so much modern medicine can do. On that note, Barry Crarr is to be applauded for taking part in today's recording, as he found out yesterday that, very sadly, his agent has passed away 8 years ago. In this round, the teams will assume the role of doctors and patients suffering from an imaginary medical condition. And you can be our first patients, Tim and Joe. The identity of your mystery medical condition is now being displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Tim and Joe think they're shoes. Tim and Joe think they're shoes.
So it's time for your appointment, Tim and Joe. You must outline your symptoms to Doctors Barry and Graham, and they'll be awarded points based on how accurately they're able to diagnose your condition. So off you go.
Come in, Lou.
Come in.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Yes, put your clothes over there on top of mine.
I've never gone private before. Okay. You're not our usual doctors. Is Dr. Martin not working today?
No, the thing is, I think I'm too big.
It's the absolute converse with me. I think I'm too small.
No, you're not too small. You're just very tight.
I'm not surprised after last night. Also, and this is a bit awkward for me, every morning starts with the horn.
Well, I'm feeling worn out, the pressure of work.
We both used to work in a bank, didn't we?
Yes, we were clerks. Then I went to work in Boots.
I suffer a lot of stress every day. I'm worried they might soon carry me off in a box.
I think they threw away your box a long time ago, Tim. Now, you run an illegal farm, so of course there'll be pressure. Tell them what sort of animals you farm.
Well, it's, hush.
Puppies.
I find the anxiety is making me smell.
Oh, I had an odour problem. I just slipped a couple of pads on my bottom and it went away.
We make a great pair.
We certainly do.
Thank you.
The word cobbler springs to mind.
They think they're shoes.
Yeah.
All good. All right. Your turn to be patients, Barry and Graham. And the identity of your mystery medical condition will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board, while here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Barry and Graham think they're fireworks. Barry and Graham think they're fireworks.
So what seems to be the problem?
We don't feel too good, really, do we?
No, one minute we're up, next minute we're down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were bright in our day, and then burnt out now. I started out at the corner shop, full of promise, but I feel I've been a great disappointment to everybody since then.
They said I was a shooting star.
They did. You were a big noise once, weren't you?
Yeah. Meteoric rise.
Yeah, you were hot stuff.
And now it all goes up in smoke.
Yeah. We're not happy anymore. I was happy in the old days going round with Catherine.
You know, people used to think we were crackers.
Yeah. And then I got this burning pain in the backside and everybody stood well back.
Crowds used to love us, didn't they?
Yeah,
they'd go, ooh, yeah. And on. Sometimes, ouch.
Yes.
Can you help us?
No. I think you might be fireworks.
Well, this next round is called Complete Playground Rhymes. For some of us, our time at school will have been a traumatic experience. For example, Timbrook Taylor was telling us how he vividly remembers the occasion he wet himself in class. He says the worst part was the humiliating walk of shame back to the staff room. I brought with me some genuine children's playground rhymes collected from British schools over the past 50 years, all of which are incomplete, and the team's task is to guess what the endings might be. So the first one's for you, Tim. Can you complete this playground rhyme? Jenny got the measles, the measles, the measles. Jenny got the measles, so...
Get your child vaccinated.
out goes you. Barry, one for you here. One day he gave me peaches, one day he gave me pears. One day he gave me 50 pence and kissed me on the stairs. I gave him back his peaches, I gave him back his pears, I gave him back his 50 pence and...
Called Operation Yew Tree.
kicked him down the stairs. Joe, how about this one? A duke came a-riding, a-riding, a-riding. A duke came a-riding...
Right onto the main road without looking, silly bugger.
It used to be on a summer's day. Graham, this one's for you now. Everybody hates me, nobody likes me, so I'm...
Going back to the White House.
That's you, used to be going down the garden to eat some worms. Another one for you, Tim, so can you finish this rhyme? Copycat, copycat, I don't know...
Who stuffed a cat in the photocopier?
So, I don't know what you're looking at. It says, Barry, there were 10 in the bed and the little one said...
Where's Boris?
It's roll over, roll over. Joe, how about this one? Booby one, booby two.
I was quite alarmed when the third one grew.
It was Blackwall Tunnel, Waterloo. Graham, this one for you. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Eyes and mouth and ears and nose.
And make sure they completely fill the sausage skin.
It's actually head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. OK, here are some for any of you to have a go at. Inky, pinky, ponky, my daddy bought a donkey...
Inky Pinky Parcel, my daddy is an arsehole.
It's donkey died, daddy cried, Inky Pinky Ponky. Another one here. Cinderella, dressed in red, went to town to buy some bread.
As she was very modern, she got quinoa instead.
In fact, the old one was on the way, her knickers busted. How many people were disgusted? All right. To have you in, Mum. I lost my arm in the army, I lost my leg in the navy.
Surely we can come up with a better recruiting slogan, Dave.
It was I lost my balls in the butcher's shop and found them in the gravy. And finally, my friend Billy had a 10-foot willy. He showed it to the girl next door.
Without leaving his bed.
It was. She thought it was a snake and hit it with a rake, and now it's only 2'4". Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Accident and Emergency Film Club. Sven tells us that most work-related accidents happen on building sites between the hours of 9 and 11 a.m. and involve blunt trauma to the head caused by timber planks, a fact he learnt from bitter experience when he worked as a carpenter. Sven says it happened on site amongst a bunch of half-naked construction workers. Apparently, he just got his morning wood when he inadvertently knocked one out. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest titles of films likely to appeal to patients in a hospital A&E department. Tim, you can start, please.
A Farewell to Arms.
Joe.
Saving Ryan's Privates.
Barry.
The Chronicles of Hernia.
Graham.
Who's Eating Gilbert's Grapes?
From Smear to Maternity.
Diarrhea another day.
A catheter runs through it.
Medicating Rita.
MRSA Doubtfire.
With nail in eye.
Schindler's Cyst.
The Hunt for a Bed in October.
Bring me the head nurse, Alfredo Garcia.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as the determined dachshund of destiny rolls in the festering fox crap of fate before ponging out the pristine people carrier of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Windsor, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Joe Brand were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.